Unit 8. Translation. August 12th. After watching the documentary about stray dogs, Lisa dedicated herself to helping abandoned animals. What's more, she adopted two dogs from the shelter and took them home so that she could care for them. If you use a company's trademark without permission, you are likely to end up in legal trouble. But for copyright laws, anyone could make a profit from someone else's intellectual property. In most computer games, you get to customize your character's appearance or at least pick between several characters. This is not true for the survival game Rust, though. Thanks to a recent update, a character's gender is now chosen based on the ID code the player receives when they use Steam, the website that hosts the game. Once assigned, the character's gender cannot be changed, which means some players are forced to play as characters of the opposite gender. What's interesting is how some male gamers are reacting to this. Generally speaking, most people are fine with the way characters are assigned and realize it's no good complaining about it. Others, however, are getting pretty angry. It seems many male gamers feel incredibly uncomfortable about the idea of playing as a woman. The game developers say that the change to the game reflects real life, as people don't get to choose their gender. Rust also uses the ID code to determine a character's race. Although this also caused controversy when the feature appeared, it soon died down as people just got on with the game.